Hello, this is Ruben. Hey, so I just called again. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there?
No.
Oh.
But just so you know, I'm not trying to like cause you any issues. Just this is a very specific approval and I wanted to go through smoothly. Here's the issue that I have, because I'm not like an expert on these things, but I have read a lot of them. So what it says is it held its first meeting on September 15th. Okay, that's fine. And then you go through and you go through and you go. You said first meeting of the board of directors, September 15th. Okay. But then what it says is, and by the way, it says signed by all directors. You guys didn't sign it, but it says it's dated on the 14th of September. So it's impossible, in my opinion, to date a document before you actually have the meeting. What this document is saying is that you're having the meeting on the 5th, 4th, on the 15th, but then you're dating it on the 14th. That's physically impossible. Do you get what I'm saying? And then it's saying we're holding a meeting on the 15th. If you read it more, the waiver. Then it says dated on the 14th, signed by all directors. And I think I don't know if it says where it says signed by all directors, you're actually supposed to sign, or it just says signed by all investors. But the problem that I have is, and just you know, I'm just a filter here. I'm not like, you know, that's all I am. I'm here to filter it out and make sure the wrong thing doesn't go to the underwriter. If I send this in. My fear is that they're going to say, "Well, hold on. How does this make sense? This says that this says, and then have you guys filed anything with the California Corporation Code or no?"
I'm not sure.
So what this says is, it says, "Hey," and I know you're just trying to solve a problem and get your loan. I can understand and respect that. But what it says is, if you read it, because this is just a template you guys got off online, correct? You just went online and just got like a filter, correct? Like a statement, correct? You just filled this out. Is that accurate?
I don't.
Well, where did you get this document?
CPA.
The CPA. Okay. So what it says is, it says that within 90 days of you signing this document, that you guys shall file something with a statement of information of California. So if something's not solved, if something's not filed. If we go to like that company, well, that could be an issue. But I don't know if you want to date it this date or you want to date it the other date. The ownership information is pretty straightforward. But my whole issue is that the dates don't make sense. The dates show that, and then it says, thereupon I have set my hand and affixed a corporate seal in the margin left of the certificate. So there's no corporate seal, which I don't know if you guys have a corporate seal or not, but it says you're signing it on the 15th, but then it also said you're dating it on the 14th. I think all the dates should be the 15th. That's just my opinion, but do you get what my concern is here or no?
I do. So I talked to CPA Kim, and he says, "Oh, it's perfectly normal." That's what
Okay.
he said.
I don't I think I think he doesn't well, I mean, just to give you an idea. If this goes in and this gets flagged, the loan will fall apart. There's nothing that I can do to control that. So I think you should point out to him because sometimes people just say, "Oh, look, it looks fine." But if you actually read this document, what it says is that you are dating something, from my understanding, you are dating something a day before you're actually doing it, which to me does not make sense. So I'm more than happy to speak to your CPA, but I do not want to send this in and risk your approval before I speak to him. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'll have him call you.
Okay, but does that make sense what my concern is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like saying, "Hey, we're signing a lease agreement." It's like, "Hey, on you know, today is August 4th." It's like saying, "Hey, I am signing a lease agreement on August 4th." And then as part of the lease agreement, it says, "Here dated August 3rd." And you're like, "Hold on, hold on, hold on. That's an issue. This is just typed out wrong." So yeah, so please have the CPA call me before we send this in, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.